I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More restrictions for NGOs in India could mean loss of ministry funding. Later, the gospel can go anywhere, even the heart of the Amazon. We'll tell you what we mean in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in India, where once again, the government is expanding how it uses the Restrictive Foreign Contribution Regulation Act. And some new wording is expected to target Christian ministries. The FCRA controls and blocks foreign funds received by non-governmental organizations. Over the years, it's been used to target Christian groups within India accused of illegal religious conversion activities. John Baraiti, president of Bibles for the World, says
the government came out for the first time with a blanket statement saying that any organization that has been involved in illegal activities will not be renewed. And this includes illegal religious conversion activity.
In 2021, organizations were required to submit FCRA renewal applications by the end of December. Nearly 3 years later, thousands of renewal cases are still awaiting a decision. The tightening FCRA restrictions could harm these cases.
Probably out of the 3,000 or so cases that are still pending, I would estimate that 80-90% of those are Christian churches and ministry.
With today being Giving Tuesday here in the U.S., it's a timely moment to act. We can connect you to Bibles for the World so you can come alongside this critical ministry opportunity in India. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Speaking of Giving Tuesday, there's an urgent need we needed to share. Keys for Kids Ministries partners with FMI to distribute storytellers in Pakistan. Storytellers are MP3 players loaded with an audio Bible and Keys for Kids stories, but they've hit a roadblock, lack of funding. Greg Yoder, executive director of Keys for Kids, says,
we literally have kids that want to know spiritual truth in Pakistan, Christian and Muslim families, and the only thing holding back is not having the funds. And it just got me to thinking, wow, we have the cure. You know, if we had the cure for cancer, we would be providing this and money would be flowing in. But we have the cure for eternal life, and yet we don't have the funds.
The ministry knows one Pakistani pastor who could easily distribute 600 storytellers a month.
150 people, generally on average, will listen to a storyteller. I mean, think about that. That 600 times 150 is 90,000 people. 90,000 people times 12 is 1 million people.
I know it's a lot of numbers, but bottom line, if 20 churches, businesses, or individuals gave $500 a month to Keys for Kids, 1 million people in Pakistan would hear the gospel. And finally, in our last story, meet the Wayana and the Trio of Suriname, who are getting ready to harness radio for Christ. Until the 1960s, they were uncontacted, dying tribes. Then, God used a missionary family to bring the good news of Jesus. Today, the Wayana and Trio want others like them to meet Jesus, too, and you can be part of God's story with them. Clay Perry with Transworld Radio tells us,
the work in the jungles is ongoing. So our partnership with Tom Schoen is to build radio stations for the Wayana and Trio indigenous tribes that are still in the jungles today in order to disciple their own people and to evangelize other people groups.
The Wayana and Trio's homeland in Suriname is part of the greater Amazon rainforest, in which more than 100 uncontacted tribes are still thought to exist. They're uniquely positioned to reach these other tribes.
They're going to use these radio stations to tape their own messages to then disciple their people who are in further away places. So as the tribe disperses, they'll have these little transistor radios be able to tune in and hear preaching in their mother tongue. So it's a really solid equipping resource, but we need funding to get those radio towers up in the jungles.
Links and more to find your place in the story can be found at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.